This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. We're launching into the third hour of the live Sunday edition of the show with you in studio tonight. You've got Ian
and Mark.
Still to come here, if we get the chance, we'll talk about the Alabama church using psychedelic drugs to worship. It's an interesting story, but first we're going to go back to Will Coley. He is one of the folks behind Muslims for Liberty, Muslims4Liberty.org. He's the host of the Call to Freedom, which is a weekly radio show originating on LRN.FM, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, Sunday nights. So he's gearing up for his own show and has generously given us a good chunk of his time here tonight to field a number of questions from you, our dear listeners, and the hosts in the studio here as well. Everything from just general questions about what Sharia law is. It's actually an internal set of rules for only Muslims, not for people who are not Muslims. And also as to, you know, just kind of thoughts about the Orlando attack. He actually knew somebody who was there last night. He had just left the club prior to the madman coming in and shooting up and ultimately ending over 50 lives and wounding more than 50 more individuals last night. So we still have Will Coley, who's generously on the line with us here in hour number three. Will, thanks for hanging on. I believe we have Justin in Michigan, who has a question for you. Justin, listening on the air to WZTK-FM. Hey there, you're on with Will Coley.
Yeah, how's it going? I feel like an hour behind on this discussion because I was listening to you guys for a while before I decided to call. When he was talking about cigarettes being the equivalent of, like, fighting a gay urge, don't they call that when you're fighting a battle within yourself? Isn't that technically jihad? Is a battle within oneself.
I believe that is the greater jihad, though. Isn't that right, Will?
Yeah, absolutely. That is probably the best definition of jihad, is trying to quit smoking. Good Lord, it is a struggle. if you've never started,
I've never been able to quit. Would there be a difference between something you inflicted upon yourself and something you're born as? Would they have no distinction between those two? Then the last thing I wanted to say before...
Well, hold on. Before you go on with that, Justin, that's an interesting question because, you know, most gay people I know would say they were born that way, that this isn't a struggle for them, that they don't feel that there's anything wrong. What do you say to that, Will?
Well, yeah. I mean, if there was something that showed scientifically that it was, you know, like a... I hate to use the word disorder, you know, but that would be basically what it would be kind of, you know, it's going to be that way because, you know, it would be something that is different from them, from everyone else.
Bad disorder, in my opinion. I don't have a problem with gay people, but it obviously is a change, abnormal.
Well, that would be, that would have to be weighed and discussed among Islamic jurists at that point. You know, it would have to be. That's why cigarettes are seen the way that they are, and they didn't used to be, is because medical knowledge showed that they're dangerous. They're bad for you. So that's why the opinion on tobacco changed.
What about hookah, though? Hookah bars are ubiquitous now in the United States. Surely those came from Islamic countries.
Yeah, they did, and it's the same thing, though. Back then, they didn't know tobacco was bad for you. Now it's been medically shown, scientifically proven, that tobacco is bad for you. So now it becomes something that's either makruh, which is discouraged, or forbidden, because it's bad for you. It's killing yourself, and that's something you're not supposed to do. It's sinful for you to do it. And if it was found medically that homosexuality had a medical root, you know, that it was something that someone couldn't help. It wasn't a personal inclination. It was actually something that was physical.
Why does it have to be found that way medically? I mean, that's what people will tell me, so I don't need a medical study to believe what my friend Derek J. Freeman says or what you know any other gay friend or caller to
the show. I know I was born straight, and I'm attracted to women, so I assume that if you like guys and you're another guy, you're born that way. And
yeah, that's what they have all said to me.
I could never be attracted to another man. Just because I'm the way I am. I just don't find men attractive. You know,
I think the Muslims are behind the times on that one, personally. But, Justin, I know you had one other question. Go ahead real quick.
Okay. My question is there any way that Sharia law is different in the sense that it would overlap our United States justice system? And the fact that it looks like in a lot of these countries, like France, they took over these neighborhoods. And are you forced as a Muslim, if you lived in a Muslim community, would you be forced to practice Sharia law, or would you be able to choose to go to the United States justice system? And what is the conflict between those two that are different between Catholic laws of eating or Lent or giving up stuff that doesn't have anything to do with criminality or has any other conflict with American law?
Good questions. Justin, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Go ahead, Will.
Wow. Okay, that's a lot to cover. Okay, so yes, there are a lot of places where Islamic legal tradition and American legal traditions overlap. Concepts like the presumption of innocence, the right to a trial, the right to a jury, the right to face your accuser, all of these things exist and are central to the Islamic legal tradition and the Islamic court system.
Would you, as a Muslim, be forced to use the Sharia court system instead of the American court system if you were in the United States?
No. No.
So it's voluntary.
It has to be voluntary. The other issue, though, that does come up, and you see this happening in Orthodox Jewish communities here in the States, and other Orthodox communities here in the States, is that if you decide not to, then you become socially ostracized from the community. People look their noses down at you.
Sure.
People don't treat you like they do other people. That kind of thing, it's a possibility that that could happen depending on the community that you live in. Some communities are very closed and are very much like that, and other communities are very open. Like the mosque that I go to here in Knoxville, like you have Sunnis, Shias, and Sufis, and they all pray in the same mosque together. We all, you know, like we're all Muslims. You know, you don't see the sectarian argumentation and stuff go on in the mosque that I go to, but you go to the mosque one of the mosques that I used to go to in Florida, and because I'm Maliki, I follow the Maliki Sunni Maliki school. I pray with my hands at my side, and Shia also pray that way. And I had someone actually come up and physically move my hands while I was praying to cross my arms the way that their school of thought did it.
That's ridiculous.
And that's huge, huge no-no. Like, you don't touch someone while they're praying, period. You don't interrupt them in any way. And so I've experienced that kind of sectarianism. But the mosque I've only experienced that in one mosque that I've been to.
Let me ask you this, Will. So coming from Wikipedia here, somebody sent this to me. Islamic Sharia law is based on the Quran and the Hadith as primary sources. Stoning in the Sunnah mainly follows in the Jewish stoning rules of the Torah. A few Hadiths refer to Muhammad ordering the stoning of a married Jewish man and a married woman committing an illegal sexual intercourse after Torah. In others, a Bedouin man is lashed while a woman is stoned to death for having sex outside of marriage. So it looks like in two of these cases, at least one of these cases, a death penalty was enforced on somebody who was not Muslim through Sharia law.
No, that's said through Torah. That's basically what that means is that the Jewish community convicted him of this crime by the Torah. That's the Jewish code.
Okay.
And then they brought him to the Muslim state and said, execute this man because we have found him guilty of this executable offense.
Okay.
So it wasn't Muslims enforcing Sharia on the Jews. And that's why it even says in what you just read, by Torah, is because the Jews convicted him based on their own traditions.
As always, Will Coley, super informative. And again, your show is The Call to Freedom. What's the website for Call to Freedom?
We just have the Facebook page. Yeah, Facebook. I'm kind of behind the times on that. Sorry.
Well, it's common these days where people just put a Facebook page up rather than an entire website. But you can listen over at LRN.FM tonight starting at 10 p.m. Eastern time. Will Dobby Barker be on the show with you tonight?
Oh, Lord, I hope so.
I know he's preparing to, travel the country and head over to make his move to New Hampshire, I believe is the case. So that's very, very exciting. Will, assalamu alaikum, brother.
Thanks. Get a pen and get ready for an important announcement. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, OIC Tax can help. Our retired IRS agents, tax attorneys, and CPAs are fighting for you. That's what we do here at OIC Tax. We help you survive after the IRS has come knocking. OIC Tax can help you with IRS hardship programs, offer in compromise, installment agreements, and the preparation of past and current tax returns. OIC Tax offers convenient representation for small businesses, corporations, W-2 wage earners, and even SBA loans in default. So stop waiting. Get a fresh start. Call OIC Tax at 1-800-314-4491 now. Bank levies, wage garnishments, and property seizures can be devastating to your life. OIC Tax has an A rating from the Better Business Bureau and is registered with the IRS as an e-file provider. Let OIC Tax help you. 1-800-314-4491. 1-800-314-4491. That's 1-800-314-4491.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free
Talk Live, the live Sunday edition of the program, here to take your calls about anything you want. It's Ian
and Mark.
855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733.
Liberty HealthShare. If you've missed the healthcare deadline, you don't have any kind of healthcare, Liberty HealthShare can help you out. They offer an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who've already enrolled but you're not satisfied with your plan, well, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on an individual for not having health care insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. From what I can tell, For our family, we check this out, big savings. If you're a freedom-loving American looking for contract-free health care, then this is for you. You can find them at libertyhealthshare.org, or I've got a telephone number here, libertyhealthshare.org, 855-585-4237. 855-585-4237, libertyhealthshare.org.
Let's go to John. He's in Nevada on the line via Skype. Go ahead, John. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Ian. One of the things you say is that as long as Sharia law is just law for Muslims, then it should be allowed here. Is that right?
Yeah, of course. It's a consensual thing. People are just choosing to be part of that system.
Well, yeah, they may be choosing to be part of the system. But as I'm reading here in Wikipedia on stoning in Islam, it says that women can be stoned to death. They can be stoned, and they can even be stoned to death for infidelity. Now, they may be voluntarily Muslims, but if they're living here in America, and the Sharia court says, okay, well, we're going to stone her to death, surely you wouldn't say that the American system should allow that.
Well, the Jewish system says the same thing from my reading of the Old Testament. And so far, stonings in America have been pretty minimal.
Well, I've been pretty stoned before, but I've never died from it.
Those laws would be void here, wouldn't you? Think those laws would just be void? That they shouldn't, they should not be considered law here.
Well, sure. What you do is if you find some group of people stoning people, you shoot a few of them, and they'll never do it again.
I'm going to take the position here that it is your religious decision, what code you wish to follow. And I think that the freedom
of
religion...
And you can change that at any point.
Right. And I think the freedom of religion should be respected. So whether it's the Muslims and Sharia law or whether it's the FLDS cult and, the weird stuff they're doing out there, it's none of my damn
business.
Hold on.
If this woman decides she doesn't want to be Muslim anymore upon the pain of stoning, you can understand why she might want to change her religion right after this. This came down.
You should be free to leave a religion for sure.
Okay, great.
Or if she decides to adopt a different theology.
Have we had a problem with stonings in the United States? I don't recall hearing about one.
But I'm just contesting your view that a law is okay as long as it only affects.
It's okay if people are consenting to it. Yeah, sure.
If people want to be stoned,
if you want to consent to being whipped by somebody, that's your business. Okay. I mean, there's dominatrixes out there that you can hire to do all manner of different violent things to you. I mean, it's up to you whether it's your religion or not. If you want someone to hurt you or to punish you, if you want to hire a taskmaster, if you want to hire somebody, personal trainer, for instance, you want to hire somebody to whip you into shape, literally, then that's your business.
Okay, but if the Sharia court says, okay, well, she's guilty under Sharia law, we're stoning her, and she says no, then Sharia law does not hold in America, correct?
Well, at that moment in time, she ceases to be Muslim.
If she's rejecting her religion, then that's her choice, too.
What if under Sharia law she can't reject her religion?
Well, now you're speculating. I'm pretty sure you're free to leave the Muslim religion. I believe that I've, seen that.
So these women who have been stoned around the world, they have all volunteered to be stoned, even though you can see them begging not to be stoned.
Well, no, not around the world.
Those are places where Sharia and state law coincide, right? Like they all come together. And I don't, you know, I don't agree with that any more than you do, obviously. But it seems when people ignorantly here in the United States just speak of banning Sharia law, they're talking about a very big baby and a very small amount of bathwater, right?
Mm-hmm.
Around the world, there are people who may be, you know, sort of subject to being Muslim who didn't necessarily consent
to
it.
Go to Saudi Arabia and see if you don't have to follow their laws.
And so, I mean, there's different circumstances around the world. Specifically in the United States, those things don't intersect, and it should be the freedom of religion, the freedom to choose. A woman wearing a hijab, or what was the term for the face covering one? Niqab, I believe it was.
I don't know what
a woman wearing a niqab in the United States is probably doing it on her own volition and not because some man is threatening to slit her throat.
I fully believe that any woman in Saudi Arabia who, you know, packs should be able to pack a gun, and that if some Wahhabist comes up to her and says, you can't drive a car or you have to have your head covered or whatever, and attempts to lay a hand on her, she should be able to shoot him right in the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
John, anything else you want to share tonight?
Yeah, well, actually, it also says in this article, contrary to another point you were saying, is that it doesn't apply just to Muslims, because it says here that most Muslim clerics consider the Hadiths a source of Sharia law, and the Hadiths say that people can be stoned to death for homosexual relations. You know, and it doesn't, and it could be anyone having homosexual relations. It doesn't apply just to Muslims.
Well, I'm going to take Will Coley says over a passage in Wikipedia.
Well,
I mean, Will says that Sharia law is a set of rules for Muslims. You're saying that a sentence on Wikipedia is saying something that most clerics say this and that. What's the citation on that, and is there any legitimacy to it?
Well, Will could take a look at it, but I think you're wrong to take everything Will says as absolutely definitive, because Will has adopted a particular theology, but I think it's pretty clear.
And he spent years of his life researching it as well. So, I mean, Will is the most informed person that has ever called this radio show on the topic of being a Muslim and understanding Muslims. He's been able to answer every question that has ever been thrown at him by a number of hostile callers. And so, while no person is an encyclopedia or by any means an expert on as deep of a topic as this one, Will certainly holds more water with me than some random editor of Wikipedia, which, as you know, can be changed by anyone.
Well, I believe Wikipedia when Wikipedia says it, and I'm certain that there are Muslim clerics that believe that whatever their feelings on homosexuality are, should be enforced on whomever they feel like. But that's not, doesn't make them exactly the same as everybody else in the world who believes that their beliefs should be enforced on everybody else. When people say that Sharia law should be banned in this country, I don't think that that's exactly what they're talking about. However, I do believe that homosexuals should be able to defend themselves against anybody of any religion who's attempting to stone them.
Absolutely. Hey, thanks for the call, John. I appreciate it. The toll-free number tonight,
thank you for the clarification, John,
is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up what you want. Live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial toll free. Join us here. Live Sunday edition of the show. We'll take your calls about anything you want to discuss. Our number's 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Tonight in studio, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
And you can join us in real life. Coming up at the New Hampshire Hemp Fest. It's happening August 25th. Through the 28th, New Hampshire Hemp Fest in its third year and has already been, recognized as one of the top 10 hemp festivals in the entire United States, which is a pretty cool thing. And this year, I've been privy to some of the planning meetings going on with Hemp Fest, some of the discussions.
Free Talk Live is going to be there.
Because we're going to be there live. Broadcasting live, and it sounds like it's going to be a great event. It's going to be taking place at Rogers Campground, which is the largest campground in all of New Hampshire. It's the very same campground where we visited the last several years in broadcast from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. We will not be at the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year, but we will be broadcasting from New Hampshire Hemp Fest August 25th through the 28th. That's a weekend-long event. It begins on a Thursday and runs through Sunday. It's not one of those early ending days on Sunday like Porkfest was, where pretty much everybody's just clearing out in the morning. The party, the concerts go on all day long on Sunday. So if you want to see us broadcast Free Talk Live live from Hempfest, you do have to have a VIP ticket. So keep that in mind when you're doing your ordering and your planning. Although, if you can't afford the VIP, and it's really not that much more than the regular ticket, but if for whatever reason you can't afford that, we'll still be around throughout the entire weekend.
We'd love to see you. And
yeah.
By the way, I'm excited because, in my opinion, Rogers Campground is one of the most beautiful places in the world.
It's outstanding. I'm looking forward to it. Plus, we'll be able to reach new people who have never heard of Free Talk Live, may not be familiar with the ideas of liberty because, you know, they just want to get high. They're at HempFest. And that's going to mean a new audience.
It sure is.
So I'm excited about that as well. So come on out and join us. There's going to be a Liberty Outreach table. I plan on staffing that table throughout the weekend. So that's where I'll be outside of broadcast times. We'll look forward to seeing you there. You can go to nhhempfest.com, nhhempfest.com, and get your tickets now. In fact, the month of June here is a discounted ticket purchasing time, so it is a good time to go ahead and pre-order your tickets at nhhempfest.com. Again, August 25th through the 28th, we'll look forward to seeing you there as we go to the phones, to the fun. Dave, he's in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hello, Ian and Mark. It's good to be on, and thanks for taking my call. I love your show, by the way.
Thanks.
Used to listen to it years ago, and then I kind of broke off, and it just kind of fell to the side, but now I'm back on again.
So. All right.
I really do love you guys. But, yeah, my only comment on that Sharia law thing is, you know, the only person who has no say in the matter would be the babies that are born into the society. And
right.
If they're born into a culture where, you know, the little girls are castrated, that's just, that's not right. And I don't think we should allow that.
Well, I don't think all Muslims do female castration. That's, I think, a specific group
circumcision
in Africa who do that.
Yeah, that's a cultural thing in a specific geographic area. Certainly it's not necessarily Muslim.
Okay, and of course in the honor killings or the shame, you know, the all that stuff. Like there was a Palestinian, and I'm not at all against Palestinians. I'd like to see a two-state solution, and I'd rather see all that stuff ironed out. But there, back years ago in the 90s, there was a guy who was arrested in St. Louis for murdering his daughter, and his sons held her down in the kitchen while he stabbed her to death because she was out going to nightclubs and stuff and having a very westernized life. And so
sounds like the sons are guilty too.
Yeah, he said, "Die quickly, my daughter," as he stabbed her. And he was being recorded by the FBI because the FBI was watching the family, and they got him on tape. And they got the mother, you know, talking and saying, you know, lay down and take it and all this stuff. That,
wow.
It was a total, you know, but that stuff, they shouldn't bring that with them. You know, when they come to another culture where it's not part of our life, that shouldn't be brought with them. So, I mean, I totally understand, you know, if their choice, it's their choice. And I'm with you, Ian, but there are certain places where it's like, hey, you know, it is the 21st century and we just need an ET intervention worse than ever.
Well, I do agree with you when it comes to children. If someone is being forced into a system that they don't agree with, that they don't even understand, like children are forced into the belief of statism, for instance,
sure.
They're forced to
absolutely
pledge allegiance to a flag, they're forced to believe and worship the idea of the state. Similarly, people can be forced into a religion by just the factor of their birth. And I think that is a problem, and I do support like the efforts like in the FLDS called the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. There are certain people who will put effort into trying to rescue the children who are subjected to that cult. I think that those
mostly
people...
Mostly it's just the boys that are kicked out that seem to get the most of the effort as far as rescue goes, and they're likely the ones who need it. You know, in many cases...
I think they're trying to convince all of them to, you know, all the young people to escape.
Sure.
But obviously the boys are the ones who get kicked out anyways, and the older men are marrying off the young girls.
Sure, and on a completely different note, I mean, we all love Bitcoin, and I know you guys do, and I do too. I was wondering, you guys have watched the Bitcoin, the World Crypto Network on YouTube. You guys are familiar with those guys?
No, I'm not familiar with that.
Yeah, well, it's strange because, Ian, you look exactly like one of the guys. Blake Anderson is one of the guys on
I think we know him.
I'm familiar with Blake, yeah.
Isn't he a free stater? Isn't he a Liberty guy?
Maybe.
At Porkfest. I look at him, I look at you, and it's like, well, you guys look like you could be brothers or something. But I was wondering if you were familiar with him, because I just can't help but think that every time I watch the...
I've met Blake before. I just, you know, didn't remember the YouTube channel that you were referencing.
I sincerely hope Blake doesn't sue you over that kind of slander, but that's fine.
It's a great show. If you guys get a chance to check out the Bitcoin group, it's just freaking awesome. It's
cool.
Really cool.
By the way, Bitcoin price currently $668 per Bitcoin.
Yeah.
It's been an incredible 24 hours. Dave, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Price has been shooting up. I mean, within the last 24 hours, it's gone from $580 to $680. It's incredible.
Well, you were just saying that kids shouldn't be inculcated by parents into religion, but isn't that like 90% or more of kids out there?
And I think it's a problem.
Inculcated into some kind of religion, and that Sharia law, you know, I mean, it's being held to children in many places around the world, certainly. And now, for me, my family, I want my son to be able to choose.
Right. That's the kind of thing I have respect for, where parents allow exploration and choice.
But there's no way to raise a kid without, putting your beliefs on them.
I got no problem with sharing your beliefs. The problem is forcing somebody into a set of beliefs they may not agree with.
The only thing that a child really can claim is the ability to leave. Okay?
But they don't have that because the state will force them to stay with their parents.
I get that. I get that. Yes. The state has taken that away from them. In many cases, the parents would like to take it away from them, too. But I'm just pointing out that I can run my house any way I want, call it religion, and the only refuge that my son Jack really has is, I don't want to live here anymore. I want to go live with Granny or Muffy or whomever it is that he can come up with on a short list that'll take him to live elsewhere. But that's essentially how parenting is. Parenting is the inculcation of children with your beliefs.
Yeah, I didn't have a problem, just to be clear, I didn't have a problem with inculcating or attempting to teach beliefs or a particular belief system, whether it's about religion or about liberty or the state or whatever. By all means, that's your privilege as a parent, is to be able to educate and enlighten or restrict knowledge to your children.
But an 8-year-old can't consent to religion. If they can't consent to
sex. Sure they can. When I was 8 years old, I chose to skip Sunday school. I chose to walk out of there and go and do something else. My parents forced me to go to a church, but they could not force me to stay in the room in which they were not. So I walked away from that. So I'm sorry you're wrong about that.
Well, indoctrination is maybe your parents were doing indoctrination wrong. They gave you just too much freedom when it comes down to it, because indoctrination starts early.
Yep.
And, I was taught, get on my knees, say my prayers.
Well, I've always been anti-authority. I mean, as long as I can remember, I have always been bristling at the idea of being told what to do or told what to believe.
I do believe that there are certain people that are sort of born that way, that's nature, not nurture, in that aspect. But
the toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. It is your privilege to, teach your kids whatever you want, but if they decide they don't want to go along with it, I think they should be free to not. But like you said, Mark, if they were free to leave, that'd be another choice. But unfortunately, the state forces children to stay, in a lot of cases, with abusive parents. This is Free Talk Live. You can share your thoughts.
Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie can choose an objective moderator. To sweeten the deal, Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a 3-hour debate in which both men have equal time, he will donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice, $50,000 apiece. Learn more at bernie.freetalklive.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live moments remain here, enough time for you if you dial in toll free. You can talk to us about anything that's on your mind and be heard by our audience internationally. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. Also, Skype username is lrn.fm. And if you support Free Talk Live, you like what we're doing, talking about the ideas of liberty and freedom and peace here 7 nights a week live on the radio, well, then you can support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there with any major credit card through PayPal or Visa or MasterCard right there on our website. It's $5 a month, and that's, what, the price of a fancy cup of coffee somewhere? It makes a huge difference for us when you do that because it allows us to more successfully reach out to new radio stations, bring new internet listeners on board, expand our satellite signal, and expand the ideas of liberty and freedom as far and as wide as possible. So if you appreciate the work we do here, this is a great way for you to get behind the show and get perks like access to the Amp Only call-in lines, the Amp Only podcast, the Amp Only Facebook group, and more. Get all the details and get signed up, please, over at amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. Don't expect other people to do it. We need you to please go take just a moment and get signed up. We really appreciate it at amp.freetalklive.com. Back to the phones, to the fun. We've got Sarah in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Sarah.
Yes, you know what? I was going to invite all the red light camera haters to move to Albuquerque. You know, I think, you know, Hunter, you know, he'll be in heaven if he moves to Albuquerque.
Who's Hunter?
Because, you know, the guy that called in and then say that he hates red light cameras.
Okay.
Hunter, well, anyways, you know, we have no red light cameras, no speeding bans, no radar guns. and we have no police to give.
I don't believe that for a moment.
Albuquerque police have been investigated by the Federal Bureau of Investigations for their oversteps against homeless people and a variety of other folks. You've got police.
Sarah, the more that comes out of your mouth, the more unbelievable that it is. I mean, obviously, Albuquerque has police. I think what you're referring to is that they don't have as many police as the police department would like. And you have called in about that before, and you've given incorrect numbers, which is usually what happens when you say numbers, is they're usually incorrect.
I'm pretty sure that the vast majority of chiefs of police around the United States want more police.
Yeah, they do, but unfortunately for them, it's actually getting harder to find new recruits, given that people tend to not like the police these days, and so a lot of younger people who would otherwise might be interested in joining the police may not want their friends to dislike them.
Well,
because
a chief of police is also not like a business owner in that he doesn't have to pay the paychecks.
That's
true. It comes out of a budget. So I would love to have a bunch of free interns here in the Free Talk Live studio, too.
Sarah, I'm sorry, but that's just, you know, you're full of it. As far as if you don't have red light cameras, then that might be a believable claim.
Lots of places don't have red light cameras. Right. Why the hell would I want to move to Albuquerque because of that?
New Hampshire doesn't have red light cameras either. And so people
also in New Hampshire, we don't have the police don't have the ability to use their license plate scanners and just scan people's license plates and be able to see where they're going all day long. So this Big Brother thing really isn't happening.
But
you don't have to worry about that, Sarah, because you don't have a car, right?
Well, no, but you know what? And then we don't do the police. What I really meant was we don't have enough police to give out traffic tickets. That's what I meant. I mean, we do have some police, but it's never enough to give out traffic citations because they got their hands full. Just
why don't you go work for the police department? And then you can hand out tickets to all the evil car owners.
Yeah, and then they used to do radar guards.
It's a real question, Sarah. Mm-hmm. You are pathological when it comes to cars, and you want to see more police. Why do you not go work for the police department and hand out tickets?
Good question.
Well, I got my issues. It's a long story. I can't explain my life.
Okay, she's bipolar, is what she said before.
Well,
is that why?
And plus, I've been abused as a child. I've been verbally.
Oh, that doesn't prohibit you from being a cop. There's plenty of police who were abused, and then they, you know, turn right around and abuse people because that's just the cycle of abuse. So actually, that might help you becoming a cop if you've actually been abused.
Show your colors, buddy.
You may be more qualified.
I have no work history for, like, since I was 18. I never worked on the books. And I know I'm very intelligent. It's hard to believe when you talk to me on the phone, but I don't have any work history. It's a long story. But I'm just trying to
Sarah,
bring this up.
Sarah,
a long story full of welfare.
I was in prison for murder for 8.5 years. Don't you think that it's possible for somebody for you to get a job if I did? I mean,
why would she get a job? She's taking welfare.
I wasn't out of prison for a week before I had a job.
Good call. Thanks, Sarah, for making it tonight. Let's continue here. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. We're not going to have time tonight, but I do want to talk about this story about the Alabama church using psychedelic drugs to worship. But in a quick update on the New Jersey weed man story, Trenton's police department has shut down their Facebook page. Yes, that's right. The cowardly group of officers that are currently targeting NJ Weedman, the most prominent cannabis legalization activist in all of New Jersey, they have come after him for running a temple and also a restaurant right across the street from City Hall there in Trenton, raiding the location several weeks ago. Now the department has removed its Facebook page as of Thursday because basically there's too many people coming on their Facebook page and trolling them, and they can't handle it. The poor police officers can't handle a little bit of free speech on their Facebook page.
Can't you make it so that people can't post on your posts on Facebook? Isn't that right or no? On your page.
I don't know about that.
See, Free Talk Live, I'm just wondering. Free Talk Live, we allow people to post whatever they want because it's called Free Talk Live, and we believe in that even on Facebook. I mean, there are a few things.
No, there are some things that I would not allow.
Yeah, there's some things that
spam.
Yeah.
Racism.
Yeah, there's a few things that'll get you hidden if I see them on the Facebook page. But then again, when something has 300 posts on it, I can't go through scrolling through and see it.
Not anything. Worth it.
You know, but so I don't know what to do about that. But I think that there's some way to have some level of control. If somebody wants to post on your page and they're just in that sort of irrelevant thing on the left-hand side that nobody looks at, but usually they can post to your posts.
There's more to say on the NJ Weedman update, but we continue with your calls and thoughts. First up, Tom is in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. I appreciate you taking my call, especially since I told the screener I was going to criticize you. So
well, that's what we do here. We take calls.
So,
yes. Go for it.
I'm impressed by that. But
3 minutes.
I don't know. The more I listen to you, it's just you guys constantly criticize the country. You act like patriotism is a bad thing. Even in your previous caller, she mentioned the police scanning license plates, and you're like, oh, yeah, so that's. They could track everything you do. I mean, that's just so ridiculous.
You don't think they can? They do. Are you kidding? Oh, they're building a database right now of where you go to work.
They drive down the street, and they look for people with outstanding parking tickets or warrants. It's a wonderful way to catch people who are abusing the system, taking up spaces they shouldn't take, and trying to dodge paying the money that they owe the city government.
I know the ostensible reasons that they're doing it.
It's a conspiratorial thing, like the whole country is bad. And I mean, you've got an issue with authority. You just admitted that. In 8th grade, you're sneaking out of your
school. Well, I don't believe in authority, sir.
Ian did.
I just don't. Not that I have an issue with it. I don't believe in it.
My parents aren't going to tell me what I'm going to do. I mean, it gets old. You guys got to grow up at some point and understand we need to.
Yes. Grow up and embrace the state. Grow up and embrace mass coercion.
It's a pretty damn good country.
Oh, it's a pretty damn. I would agree with you.
It's getting worse, though.
It's a very good country, but you would agree that it is becoming less free, would you not?
Of course it's becoming less free when all they do is pass hundreds of laws each year.
There you go. Then you agree with me.
Well, you're the one wait a minute. You're the one who's supporting
that. You can't stand against the state and then be upset that it grows, because that's what an organization does. Organizations grow, especially an organization like the state, which has a monopoly privilege on the use of violence in a given landmass. Now, I want to talk about your naivety, because that's what gets me upset. Hold on. You think that just 1 second. You think that the government has license plate scanners that can figure out where you are at a given time and that they're not making, they're not saving that data and building a database with that?
In some special situations, there might be. When they have people in this country illegally or people on terror watch lists, of course I'm sure that.
Well, but they have to build the database to be able to find those people. Oh, so that means that you're in the database.
Google and Yahoo and Facebook, Google has ships offshore that do nothing but store information.
You can stop using Google tomorrow. Try stop using the government.
Well, you know what? Some of that is needed. Listen, I read 1984. I'm literate. I've read all these books about
good.
So you support the surveillance state, then? You think it's good to have cameras everywhere? Yeah, he does. He says he wants to go after the parking ticket scoff laws with these cameras on the side of the road. Tom, it's not that we want to let you go. I'd love to continue the conversation, but we're literally out of time for tonight. So feel free to call back any night of the week. Earlier in the show is always better. It gives us the better chance to have a discussion, and thank you for the call tonight. And to those who did not get on tonight, we'll be back tomorrow night. You can join us online. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com, our show is live 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time every night, so be sure to join us tomorrow.
Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie can choose an objective moderator. To sweeten the deal, Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a 3-hour debate in which both men have equal time, he will donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice, $50,000 apiece. Learn more at bernie.freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Are you... Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.